Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I, of course, am your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks. And man, oh man, it's been a long day. I think I got started this morning about 3, maybe 2:30, and I have just been going full steam all day. But I'm so glad to take a break from the painting for a little bit. And my, 153rd cup of tea here and take a little time here because we have a fantastic show tonight. Fantastic. One of my favorite singer-songwriter in the country rock genre, Miss Kayla Woodson. Kayla, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for the compliment.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I am very excited. I was reading your Facebook page and shows how I get prepared for the show and whatnot. And I saw that you were from originally. You live in Nashville now, but you're originally from Waggaman, Louisiana.
You said it right, man.
Jefferson Parish, right? Yeah. I only know of that because the Avondale Shipyards are down there, and that's a whole other story for another show.
Yep.
Everybody
right
listening is going,
that.
What is that, JD? Well, tune in next time, and maybe I'll let you know. No, it's a big shipyard down there. It's phenomenal. And it's right on the banks of the Mississippi. Now, you guys are on the West Bank, I believe. Do you guys get the flooding bad on that, or is it mostly on the east side there?
It was mostly the east side. I have a lot of family that lives on the other side of the river, and they lost their houses and valuables. Yeah. We got a little lucky. We had damage, but it was pretty minimal. It wasn't anything that, couldn't be fixed. I think the water had went up to our front door, and then it stopped. So we got really lucky.
The
city's pretty much built itself back up, and it's all good again.
Well, thoughts and prayers for anybody who was having, issues and whatnot or trouble. That's a bad thing. And it's one of those things that if you've never experienced that, you see it on the news and you're like, that's terrible. Those poor people, you really don't know, till,
right.
The water's at your front door and an alligator swims up and says, "Hey, how you doing? Your lunch." And, it's a whole different perspective at that point. Not good, man. It's not good. I'm glad everybody was okay life-wise. You can always get more stuff, but it is very hard to get more life. Unless you are like Kayla and, travel to Italy and then to Romania, where she learned about the Romanian country western scene there. I'm kidding. I'm joking. Although you were in Romania as well. How cool is that, man?
Yeah.
Italy and Romania. How did that happen?
I ended up going to Italy when I was around 9 years old. I went for a 2-week kind of training session with Andrea Bocelli's vocal coaches, and there was a group of us from the States that went over there, and we stayed there for 2 weeks, and it was crazy. It's so much fun. You never think about how different other cultures are and, their way of life is, and it was awesome to go over there, especially at a young age, and kind of see the different cultures over there. And I always talk to people about, when talking about the Italy and Romanian trips, how you know music's a universal language, but you never know it until you actually go to a different country and you see what music means to them, because you know what music is to you, but you don't know firsthand what it is to them until you actually see it. It's really cool.
Right.
It was a really cool experience.
That's awesome. That is very, very cool. I dated a girl from Italy years ago, a million years ago, Kayla. You weren't even around yet. And one of the interesting things I learned about that experience, they don't have peanut butter in Italy. How weird is that?
Really?
She was obsessed with peanut butter.
I did not know that.
Oh.
That I did not know.
Oh, with a bone. Yeah, she couldn't get enough. I'm like, and she was kind of, you know, real tall and slim. I'm like, you're going to wind up looking like me if you keep eating that peanut butter with a spoon. That's not a good thing. But she didn't care. You know, she went back to Italy and I think took a case of Jif with her. The rest is history. Very true story. So, Kayla,
wow.
You grew up in this little town, and you were kind of that gal, the, little girl with the big voice, so to speak. And you were singing at parades, and when they were raising a flag or anything, you were there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were kind of the talent of the area, so to speak.
I guess that's what you could call it. Yeah, I mean,
that's pretty cool.
I've been singing for a while, and I was, you know, I've sang at parades, baseball games, weddings, you know, fairs, festivals, pretty much anything that I could do, you know. So, yeah, I guess you could say that.
Well, now let me ask you this. Was this something you got started on in church, or your parents said, you know, we're going to – she yells a lot. We better get her singing or doing something, man. How did all the singing happen? You just started singing and that was that, huh?
Well, everyone asks me this and I have the same response every time. I always just say it came from God because I have no idea. Mm. My parents don't sing. Nobody sings. When I was about 3 and a half, my dad actually brought me to the audiologist to get my ears tested because apparently they
oh,
said
wow.
that I could notice like different pitches and I could sing back. Like if they would sing something to me, I could sing back exactly that note right back.
Whoa.
And he thought that was weird, I guess. So he went to the doctor and he was like, no, like, and I mean, ever since then I started singing. I mean, I've always loved singing. The first time I ever sang on stage, I was 4, and ever since
wow.
then, I've always loved it, and I haven't stopped, obviously.
crazy. And then, ladies and gentlemen, Kayla's father figured out how much money he could save on cassette tapes, and everything was fine. I'm kidding. I'm joking. That's cool, though, that you got some, I tell, you know, people all the time, it's, and I say this because a lot of our listeners, we have all kinds of weird, or not everybody's weird, but some aren't. But we've got all kinds of listeners, and I know we've got some that are parents themselves. And this is one of my big things is I always tell, you know, if your kid is doing something, encourage that, especially creative. You know, life is hard enough for the creative people. Man, get them to that after school activity or whatever it is. You know, I mean. You know, keep doing that.
Yeah.
That's important. So that's cool. So you were singing and
definitely supportive.
You know, and I've known people, and I don't want to say who they are on the air or anything, but man, I grew up with some guys, and his parents did not do that. You know what I mean? They were the exact
mm-hmm.
opposite, and that's just so sad to see. You know, breaks your heart. You know. I mean, there's going to be enough people in the world to try to step on your dreams. You don't need your folks doing it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
It's so I always, and it's so important. Obviously, your parents, you know, I'm sure, you know, little Kayla just didn't walk down to the parade or baseball game by herself. She had to get down there, and you know, there was a lot to that. So, big cheers to your folks, you know, for getting behind you and, you know, doing what they had to do. Now, when did the move to Nashville happen? I mean, I know Wagerman's a hip happening place and everything, but how did that come about, going to Nashville?
I moved to Nashville in the fall of 2012 because I wanted to just move to Nashville to, you know, be an artist, to start singing, and my mom was kind of like, I'm all for that, but do you want to, like, maybe look at some schools, like, so we can, you know, you have a place to stay, some food to eat? And I was like, okay. So I ended up Googling some schools, and I found Belmont University, which is in Nashville. and they have a great business school, their Curve College. So I ended up enrolling there, went there for 4 years, and I just graduated in May. So
well, congratulations.
It's been 4 years. But that's how kind of the
that's
move
awesome.
Worked out. And it's definitely one of the best decisions I ended up making, thanks to my mom.
Well, she sounds like a very wise woman, and that she was absolutely right. I'm sure Belmont was probably at the top of that Google search. I mean, that's no light duty school there. That's pretty
mm-hmm.
cool. And what a place to live. You know, Nashville, I am just amazed at Nashville. Nashville is growing by leaps and bounds. Every time I visit, all I see are cranes and guys and bobcats driving around and stuff being built and things happening, you know.
Always something.
yeah, I'm telling you, man. There is some money being spent. And, you know, if you've never been, ladies and gentlemen, to Nashville, I know you've got the preconceived notion in your, yes, there is the Bluebird Cafe, and there are definitely country roots there. But at the same time, man, I'm telling you, it is pretty modern. It's pretty cosmopolitan. It's a neat mix, and it has a neat balance. That's cool. That's very cool. So you're digging it, and, you know, and it's been pretty exciting. We've got some tracks of yours I want to play so people know exactly what we're talking about, and we'll talk more about all this exciting stuff that's been happening in Nashville. What should we hit people with first, do you think, Kayla?
Oh, man.
These are all off your new EP, right? The self-titled Kayla Woodson.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's start with the party song. We got to get a little pumped here. So we're going to do a little tearing up this town.
I like it. Here it is, folks. Tearing up this town. Party all night. Kayla Woodson. Check it out.
Hey y'all, this is Kayla Woodson. You can get a copy of the tracks you've heard today from my EP on iTunes right now. Hope you enjoy.
Tear it up, rock it out. Know what it's about, tearing up this town. We live it up, rock it out.
how about that, folks? We're going to party all night. We are going to tear it up this town. That's what we're going to do. I love it. I love it. I got Kayla Woodson on the line with us here. Fantastic country rock singer, songwriter, and vocalist. Now, do you play any instruments as well, Kayla, or is it just your voice?
It's mostly the voice. I do play guitar, mostly to write and that stuff, but it's mostly just the voice is my instrument.
Outstanding. Outstanding. And I want to let people know, we have a link to Kayla's website on our show page. It's very difficult to find. You know how these artists are. They have weird websites. No, I'm kidding. It's very simple to find. It's KaylaWoodson.com. I mean, how about that? She got it. That's awesome.
You see that.
That's right. And it's a very nice website, too. When you go there, just click the inner site, and there's links to all of her social media as well on there. You know, so follow her on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all. YouTube, subscribe, and, you know, all that fun jazz. Now, the tracks we're playing, folks, these are all off her new EP, 5-track EP, and it's called, well, this is a weird thing to know. I'm kidding again. It's called Kayla Woodson. There you go. Very easy to find. And it's on wherever you buy digital music, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, all of that kind of stuff. So check that out. And if you're broke and can't buy it, well, listen to it on Spotify. But do me a favor and listen to her music 130,000 times so she can buy a newspaper from the royalties she gets from Spotify. Oh, my gosh. It's I'm kidding, but it's kind of. It's kind of like that
though.
With Spotify. Yeah, it's very true. Oh, I feel so bad for my musician friends on there. But you know what's better? I have told this story on the show 100 times, but that's right, folks. I'm going to tell it 101 tonight. I was at a party, Kayla, about, oh, I don't know, 6 months ago. And, you know, you're talking to people like you do at a party. And this guy was talking, you know, he's like, oh, you have people on your radio show, you know, musicians and stuff. You should have this band on. I'm like, well, okay, well, you know, I'll try to get a hold of him. And he's drunk, this guy, and he's like, yeah, I love them so much. You know, I got all their stuff on Torrent. And I'm like, oh, you love this band so much, you ripped them off, huh? That's great. you know, it just makes me so mad. Now, I know Spotify doesn't pay much, but at least it's better than somebody just jacking the stuff outright. You know what I mean? At least there's that, but not by much. at least according to Taylor Swift, you know. But, I'm crazy tonight. I'm crazy. The EP is called Kayla Woodson.
All that tea you're drinking.
It is. It's too much tea. Oh, my gosh. Was this a long process making this EP from start to finish, or not so much, or yeah? Or what's the story with it?
Yeah, I had already kind of had in my mind that I wanted to release kind of a body of work that really represented me. I had always, as a kid, you know, released little cover albums and stuff like that, and I really wanted something, you know, I'm 22 years old now, and I wanted something that showed people who I was and who I was as an artist.
Yeah,
you
before
know,
it's too late, Kayla,
anymore.
Before it's too late.
But there you go. I like it. But, you know, it took about 6 months from me. I kind of put together the songs that I had wrote, because I had wrote or co-wrote all the songs on the EP. And I kind of picked a handful of them. And from that time to 6 months later, it was released. So it was a lot of work. It was a
That's
lot
pretty
of,
quick.
You know, yeah, I had most of them ready to go, and we got into the studio over Thanksgiving and just kind of worked hard on it and got it mixed and, you know, how the whole process goes.
Let me put the timeline here. Maybe I'm missing it. You put out your debut EP, your senior year of college?
Yes.
Wow, my hat goes off to you. My senior year of college, I was just trying to graduate, man. I'm like, how did I miss taking that class? Oh, my. I think I had like 27 hours that semester or something.
Yeah,
crazy.
I started it. Yeah, it was a long process, but it was, you know, definitely worth it. I'm really proud of it, and I think it kind of, whether it's you're listening to, you know, Tear Up the Town that you just listened to, or Fan for the Flame, you know, those songs are super rocking and fun. And then you have songs like Before It's Too Late and Last that are very sad. And, you know, there are a lot of songs that I feel like people could relate to. And that's what I really, really wanted. They're emotions that everybody can feel. And there are things that, you know, some of these songs are inspired by things that have happened to me or a friend or a family member, and I'm not going to give you all my secrets, but, you know, just I felt like these were songs that could relate to people, and that's why I picked the five of them to be on the EP, and they're all very different, but I feel like they all have a piece of me in them.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
No, that's awesome. And it shows range. You know, it's very good. I like all these tracks a lot. And you're absolutely right.
Thank you.
Each one takes you on a different trip. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's very cool. Yeah. You know, I was listening earlier to Before It's Too Late, and I was like, well, how did she even know about me and that girl to write this song? You know, but I'm like, oh, I just related to it. That's all. Kind of taken aback at first there, you know.
I did my
well. That's awesome. I see. That's what it is. Oh no. I don't know what to say now. I'm all aghast. I'm all flubbered. I'm kidding, of course. I'm as clean as wood. So that's cool. So, you know, doing this and being in Nashville, I'm sure, helped and whatnot. Did you record this at anywhere in particular there around town?
Yeah, I did. I did it at the Sound Emporium, which is actually right down the street from Belmont. So it was very convenient.
Very cool.
Me living there. And they did an awesome job on it. Mike Sanquist, he engineered it, and I wrote some of the songs with my producer, Andrew Peebles, and they killed it. I mean, nice. When we got in there, I was really nervous. You know, your songs are your babies, and I wanted to make sure they sounded the way I heard them in my head when I wrote the songs or co-wrote them, and they killed it. I mean, I cried the first time I heard the EP because I was just, it was just, you know, you put all that work and that emotion.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And you want people, you know, you want people to enjoy it, and you want people to feel what you're feeling. And I mean, I cried because they're like my babies, and they killed it though. I'm super excited about it, and I'm super happy with the way it turned out.
Oh, I you know, it is. It's out of sight. I know exactly what you're saying. I'm not a musician. I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people, and that's what I do. I'm a little older than you, Kayla, you know, by a million years or so. You know, I've done lots of art shows over my life, and to this day, I mean, probably several hundred easily, to this day, I always worry when I do one. I get nervous, and I'm like, man, I hope people don't bring Rotten Tomatoes or something and start throwing them at the paintings or at me. And it hasn't, knock on wood, it hasn't happened yet. But yeah, some smart guy will hear this and say, well, we know what we're doing next at the next Jamie Rock show.
Yeah.
But no, I know
you
what you mean because you
pop out now.
you're exactly. But no, I hear what you're saying because they are a part of you. You know, you pour yourself into it, and you, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of artist you are. When you're doing creative work, you know, we're just, you know, I think artists are kind of strange people, and perhaps they don't communicate their emotions and what have you like average people, I would say. And so, yeah, when we worry, we like our babies a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
It's very important. But, you know, I mean, and the thing is the audience will laugh and because they hear your music and they're like, oh, gosh, how could anybody not dig this? You know, this is, you know, out of the park. And that's very easy for the audience to hear that. But I know you and are like me, and it's different. We hear it different or see it a little differently probably. Not that it's bad or anything, or we're picking up flaws, or that there's any flaws there. We just probably a little very critical of our work, I imagine.
Yeah. Yep.
It's, if you're like me, Kayla, it's very hard to say, well, that's good enough. Well, that's just good enough there. You know what I mean? You know.
Nope. Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
We're going to do it again and again and again until we get it right.
Yeah.
But that's cool. That's very cool. Let's play another track. We've done Tear Up the Town. Should we do Before It's Too Late, or what should we play next, do you think?
Tear Up Before It's Too Late. We'll go a little soft on them a little bit.
I hear you. Here it is, folks. This is Kayla Woodson. This is a fantastic track, Before It's Too Late.
about 30, I'm thinking about catching. Got my ticket printed out and it tells me where I'm sitting. At the corner of a friend or it's love, but right now I don't know what to call this little flame. Why can't you even tell me that you care? Instead of running around to lead me on so unfair. Every time you lift me up, you know I'm gonna fall. Every time I turn around, I keep hitting that same wall. But you don't see me going away. You can't stop me.
Hey y'all, this is Kayla Woodson. You can get a copy of the tracks you've heard today from my EP on iTunes right now. Hope you enjoy.
You think I'm the one that'll always be around. Like we keep going up, but all we are is spinning down. I just can't sit right here and wait. There's no more time to hesitate.
What a track. Did I lie, ladies and gentlemen? Did I lie? Before it's too late. Wow. Kayla Woodson. I love it. I love that track a lot.
Thank you.
That's right. I could see myself drinking a lot of beer to that track, all heartbroken. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. It's a good track. It really is.
Thank you.
And it is it is different than Fan for the Flame and Tearing Up This Town and whatnot. They're all different. I dig it. You know, very, very cool stuff.
Thank you.
Now we were talking a little bit off the air while that was playing about your. Why don't you tell everybody? This is the second year you've done this. And this is a pretty cool gig, folks. This is played on the outdoor Hard Rock Cafe CMA Fest stage. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome, you know?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. It was the second year I was able to do it. So the first year was amazing, and just to be asked again to do it second year in a row is even better. So I was super, super excited.
Now, when you get asked that, when you find out, you know, their people call your people and all of that kind of stuff that happens, and you geek out, I mean, what's the first thing? Do you worry about the performance musically, or, you know, do you go out and get a new dress or costume, you know what I mean, a stage? Do you worry about what you're going to do on stage and all that? You know what I mean? What gets handled first in getting a cool gig?
The first thing for me is putting together a good set. As soon as I know that we have the show locked down, I work on the set. Because one of my biggest things with being an artist is performing. It's one of my favorite parts of being an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I always like to make sure that I have a good show. You know, I want people to sing along and have fun and really, you know, feel the excitement that I'm feeling. And just be there.
Absolutely.
And want to be there with you and just want to participate. And so that's my main thing, really, when we find out, is putting together a really good song list that I feel like people could relate to, or people would, you know certain songs. And because we do, you know, I do originals and cover songs in the show. So it's
mm-hmm.
fun to throw songs in that people know, and, you know, songs that people may not think you would throw out, or, you know, stuff like that. I love putting together the show. I love kind of piece by piece putting it together.
Oh, yeah. And you do amazing covers. Folks, if you get a chance after the show, listen to us first, and you don't want to watch that silly presidential debate tonight. Trust me, you'll enjoy doing this much more. Go over to YouTube and, pop in Kayla Woodson. And I don't know if it's the first one. I don't know. She does a cover of what is that song? Girl Crush or Girl Crushin' or something?
Girl Crush.
Girl, that blew me out of the water when I saw that. I was like, whoa.
Thank you.
That was good stuff, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm not lying. That is a fantastic, fantastic cover of that. But that's how it is, you know, when you're doing this. You do have to play a lot of covers. I don't know if people realize that or not. You know,
right.
When you get to be, Carrie Underwood status, well, probably not. But I tell you, I'll bet you a dime there was a time in her life where she was playing a lot of covers. That's just how it goes. You got to get the people excited and in and
mm-hmm.
draw them in, you know. And
for sure.
Very cool. Very, very
mm-hmm.
cool. And so when you were a little girl and you were singing but it's kind of different. I would normally ask, well, when you were singing into your hairbrush and at your house, but you really weren't that way because you were singing on stage at like 4. So, you know, I mean, this was pretty serious from the get, you know, flying over to get vocal lessons at 9 to Italy, you know, I mean, that's not your average thing. I mean, it's not, you know. We were just trying to go to the water park at 9 when I was a kid. They hadn't invented them yet. It was so old. Anyway, I digress. Was there a particular artist or, when you were a youngster, who were you digging on? Who influenced you a lot? You think
there's
real cool?
So many. There are so many, you know, I always tell people I'm kind of like a little gumbo pot, and I guess I use that, you know, being from New Orleans, I like to use that as my metaphor. But I've always been into country music. 90s country was, you know, that was my jam. I loved some Shania Twain and Martina McBride, and one of my favorite artists of all time is Dolly Parton. She's one of my absolute favorites. You know, and then as I started getting older, you know, we have the powerhouses now, Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert. And
right.
Honestly, besides that, I mean, my dad kind of raised me on, you know, some 80s rock. So I was into Journey and Guns N' Roses and stuff like that. So, you know, if you've watched videos of me singing Sweet Child of Mine, that's one of my favorite songs to sing live because I've always heard it and it's always been a part of me. So I've done that.
Oh,
you know,
Axl Rose
is
a hell of a voice.
Kind of, R&B kind of influences and like Stevie Wonder, Aretha Franklin, stuff like that. Just, you know, being from New Orleans, it's just, I think, and that was a big part of me doing this EP was I have a lot of these differences and I feel like they're so diverse and it's such a diverse mix of, you know, different inspirations and influences. And that's what I feel like will set my music apart, you know, from everything else out there. And that's kind of what I wanted to show with the EP. So, I mean, everything I've done my whole life, I feel like is definitely kind of embedded into this EP.
Well, nice. It shows. It is such good work. Let's play another track. Should we play Crushin' or should we do Fan for the Flame?
Let's do Crushin'.
Your call, ladies.
Show a little flirty side.
Sounds good. Here it is, folks. Kayla Woodson, Crushin'.
1, 2, 3.
Up all night daydreaming when I know I should be sleeping. But you're running through my mind, taking up my time when I shut my eyes, baby. It's that old school rock and roll t-shirt and those faded high top sneakers. Yeah, you got that laid back ball cap style and it's driving me wild. Boy, you got me crushing. Yeah, you got that something. Don't take it much to get my head bumping. The thought of your touch gets my heart jumping. I've got that feeling. You're just what I'm needing. So come on, baby, put your arms around me and give me that loving, cause I'm crushing, crushing on you. Girlfriend, your favorite new band, or that cute thing that you do with your hands when we're flirting. Hey, boy, you make me nervous. You get me tongue-tied. You give me butterflies every time. Boy, you got me crushing. Yeah, you got that something. Don't take it much to get my head bumping. The thought of your touch gets my heart jumping.
Hey, y'all. This is Kayla Woodson. You can get a copy of the tracks you've heard today from my EP on iTunes right now. Hope you enjoy.
Yeah, you got that
was, folks, Crushin', Kayla Woodson. I like that track a lot. That's a fun track, Kayla. That is a, you know, just a cruising around summertime fun track. I can hear that in a Jeep down by the beach almost, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and there's a beach everywhere, folks. It's just all a state of mind. Really, you know? Outstanding. That was a fun track. Was that a... was there somebody in particular, and you don't have to say his name or anything, when you wrote that you were thinking about? And the bigger question, does he know? Does he hear the song Crushin' and go, oh, yeah, that's me?
See, I told you I wasn't going to tell you my secrets now.
I gotcha.
But, you know, honestly, really, no. We kind of went into this writing session kind of, I really wanted a song that kind of portrayed my, you know, I do sing these songs like Fan for the Flame and, you know, about kind of revenge and stuff like that. But I also wanted that side, you know, that nice, loving side of me. You know, I wanted a song that was about me and the way, you know, falling for someone and something like that. So not particular, no, but... who knows? Maybe one day I'll be able to play this song for somebody, and maybe they'll get the idea.
My advice there, Kayla, that happens when you're least looking for it. It just happens, you know. Or when it's very inconvenient. That kind of happens sometimes, too, in life. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
With new Chips Ahoy Thins, we didn't stop at thin. We put an exclamation point on it. And we didn't stop with thin chocolate chip cookies. We made a thin cinnamon sugar variety, too. And then we did a victory jig, and then we stopped. But not really. Still going. New Chips Ahoy Thins.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas. Perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
Crazy. Yeah, I hear you on those revenge songs. I remember I went on a blind date. This was many years ago. And I was trying to figure out where to take this gal. So we went to a karaoke bar. I was like, that's always fun, you know. Everybody loves karaoke. And as long as I don't have to sing, we're good. But we went there, and she sang. I can't remember. Now, see, you're more up on country music than I am. The gal busts the guy's headlights with a baseball bat and everything.
That's
a Louisville slugger. Yeah. This gal came. No, this was a blind date. I'd never met this girl before, you know. Some friends had set us up. And she went up and sang this on karaoke, and everybody in the bar just started looking at me. Man, that was the guy before me. I just met this gal, you know. And I'm not here. And it was an older lady that was sitting a little at a table over, and she goes, you better watch out for her. I said,
hey, you better go get your car.
I'm telling you, I was nervous. So you got to watch those revenge songs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, we want to mention, and this is all serious, folks. Kayla is playing October the 1st, and that's only a week away. It's a week away. Yeah, right around there.
Mm-hmm.
In Erin, Tennessee at Shamrockin' Saturdays. Now, what's all that about? Is that a pretty, have you played there before?
I've not played there before. This is going to be the first time heading over that way. It's just going to be a fun, we're going to do a fun hour and a half set and just have some fun, play originals, some covers, be outside.
That's a big set, hour and a half. I mean, it doesn't sound, that's a couple songs, you know what I mean? That's quite a few.
That's more than a couple songs.
You have to know more than three songs to do that type
sure.
of gig, you know. Very cool. Now, do you have a set band that you normally play with? I see some fellows here listed on your Facebook page. Is this the crew, so to speak, the Kayla Woodson boys here?
Usually it's about the same people. We change it up sometimes, just depending on, you know, availability and, you know, people play. You know how it goes
right.
when you have a band, you know, depends on the availability
Ooh.
And stuff like that. But, I mean, mostly it's the same guys, pretty much.
Exactly. And, you know, what happened, folks, is all these musicians, if you've known people in bands, you'll know this. They're never just in one band. They're usually in about three bands
right.
and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, everything kind of has to go to, and on top of that, you get to a certain age, everybody has girlfriends or is married or boyfriends or what have you. And that's or kids. I mean, it just more stuff gets piled on there.
Right.
You know, it's just part of it, but that's cool. Well, it's, you know, get out there, folks, to, Erie, Tennessee, or Erin, Tennessee, pardon me, to Shamrockin' Saturdays, and that'll be fun on October the 1st.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. Now, will you, the big question, are you going to be playing Sweet Child of Mine at that gig?
Oh, you'll just have to come and find out.
I see. I will have a spy there that night. Doing it.
You just have somebody tell you.
Book live stream. I'm kidding. They're not going to do that.
I can't give away with the, you know, what we're going to do in the show.
That's very true. That's very true. Actually, what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be all Tiesto trance covers that, no, I'm joking. It's not going to be that at all. but it will be fun. It will be fun and nice, and everybody will have a good time. And that's the place to be. Shamrock
yeah,
Saturday
sure.
here in Tennessee. If you go to Kayla's website, click on the show page. It's right there, baby. You can get RSVPs. You can buy your tickets, all that kind of stuff. All of that kind of stuff right there. This is a very nice website, Kayla. I like this website a lot. It's very easily to navigate for somebody, you know, like myself, you know, somebody up in years. I always tell people, you know, I know so many kind of like people, and they try to get artsy-fartsy with the website, and I'm like, I can't find what I need to find. And they're like, well, did you click on the pear on the tree? It turns into a caterpillar, and then the page. I'm like, I don't have time for all that. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what's happening. And this is a very,
yeah.
very good website. So whoever did it, the next time you talk to them, they're out and about, buy them a Starbucks, because I think they earned it.
Okay.
Good
Thank
stuff.
You.
Yeah. Are you a big Starbucks gal? Do you drink those a lot?
I am. I can't lie. I
you
am.
You are pumpkin spice.
I love coffee. Love coffee. Way too much.
Well, that's a good thing, you know, because I'm sure being in your line of work, there's lots of late nights and all of this and that, and you got to get up early.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, I know you're a very, very busy young lady, and you know, always have a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
Although, let me ask you this, now that you're got school in the can, so to speak, has it loosened up a little bit for you, or is it still crazy with everything happening?
Oh, it's always crazy. School didn't change anything. It's always, but you know, it keeps me on my toes. I'm the kind of person that I like being busy, so I like to kind of try to get things done every day. So I like being on my toes.
That's good.
It doesn't really bother me that much. To me, it's all about just finding ways to make some progress and all while having fun. So I enjoy it.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm glad to hear that, because I know there's some young listeners listening to the show right now that are going, you know, some young ladies that are saying, I want to be where Kayla's at, doing what Kayla's doing. Well, folks, ladies, she's not sleeping till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So you got to get up and take on that day, man. You got to get things done.
Yeah.
Get used to it.
That's where you get the coffee. That's why you need it.
I'm telling you. Man, you know, we have this new little feature on our board, and I can't believe I'm even talking about this. I had to just cough, and it's called a cough button, and that's great if I can press it and then get back to the show without anybody knowing that I pressed it and it wouldn't slip back. These are the things I have to deal with. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. Now, the last track we're going to play tonight is Fan for the Flame. This has got a fantastic video to it, too. Are you a big fan of I know you had mentioned you love performing, and I can see that. I always ask my musician friends, you know, what their thoughts are on music videos, because really it's you know, releasing a single and whatnot, and about half of them say, oh yeah, I love it, and then the other half say, oh, it's a necessary evil. How do you feel about doing music videos?
I love it. I think, you know, in my opinion, I think it gives kind of people a better view on what you want the song to portray. It gives you kind of that visual element that you may not. Some people can picture, you know, a scene with a song, and some people can't. And I think it definitely gives that extra push of kind of that portrayal of what the artist means with that song.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, this is a great song, and like I said, I love the video as well. It looks like – I bet making that video was a lot of fun, too. You know, was that a long process, or did it go by a lot – usually the filming's quicker than the editing. How did it stack up when you were making it? Was it pretty involved?
Well, the filming took pretty much a whole afternoon. I would say probably 5 to 6 hours of kind of – because, you know, beginning is during the, you know, afternoon, and then the end is more at night, if you watch the video. So we kind of had to span out, you know, that time period, and it was fun. I mean, we had a lot of fun making it. It was kind of just me and a couple of my friends actually had the idea for a video, and we kind of just, we rented a camera and kind of did it ourselves, and
I pictured there was big cranes and you know, makeup people and somebody patting you with one of those big poops in the face, you know. There wasn't even somebody with one of those little clickers, huh? To, you know, scene 87, take two.
No, I mean, we did everything pretty much old school. We took one of my friends' film, and we kind of directed it ourselves, and you know, we didn't have any fancy lights or anything. The way we got the lighting to look so well is because we turned the headlights on my car on and just kind of kept that on. And I'm surprised my car didn't die during the making of this video. But, you know, we had a lot of fun making it. And it was, you know, especially for us doing it ourselves and me doing it myself as a young artist, I think it, you know, came out great. So I think it gives that kind of sense of the feeling in the song. I think, you know, throwing away the object, you know, that, you know, symbolize love and stuff like that is kind of what I wanted in that. You know, obviously, if I had a bigger budget, I would blow more things up and make more planes and, you know, all that fun stuff. But, you know, for us doing it,
that'll be the next video.
Me kind of putting this idea together and having friends contribute.
It doesn't look like a budget video at all. I am very surprised to hear that, and just very impressed with your creativity, Kayla. It's phenomenal. Let's play the track, and then we'll be back. Here it is, folks. Fan for the Flame, Kayla Woodson.
About the company you've been keeping. Starts with a wild eye, ends with a goodbye. Run off, slam the door. Seen it all before. Fool me once, shame on me. Next time I'll be ready. Mess around, I'll shoot you down. Boy, my aim is steady. If you fuck me up, play your game. Gonna burn this bridge and bring all the pain. With you upon the fire and a fan for the flame.
Hey y'all, this is Kayla Woodson. You can get a copy of the tracks you've heard today from my EP on iTunes right now. Hope you enjoy.
Only one shame on me. Next time I'll be.
Fan for the Flame, Kayla Woodson. I like that track a lot, Kayla. Good, good stuff.
Thank you.
We hope whoever that was written about got the message and settled down a little bit. Settled it down. Kidding, I'm teasing. Fantastic. Once again, folks, I'm looking at the time, and it's about that time. This hour went by quick. I want to mention that Kayla's website, once again, is www.kaylawoodson.com, KaylaWoodson.com, KaylaWoodson.com. And when you get over there, man, click on that social media, like and follow her on Facebook, and that way you can keep up with all the stuff that's going on. What is your favorite social media platform, Kayla? Are you a Instagram gal, a Twitter gal, Facebook?
Oh, I'm totally Instagram. Instagram, Snapchat have been my favorites lately.
Well, there you go. So follow her on Instagram, everybody. That's the one to do.
Yeah,
I like Instagram,
sure.
Too. I like Instagram, too. A couple nights ago on the show, I mentioned we were talking about with the guest I had the other night, our favorite social medias, I mentioned that I used to look at Facebook. If I had like 10 minutes before the show started, I used to scroll through Facebook, but I get all worked up, from silly stuff on there. And I don't like to do the show all pumped up, you know what I mean? Buzzed up, I should say. So I wanted to look at something peaceful and calming, and I had mentioned that I look at Pinterest now for the show and get ideas of things to do around the house, out of pallets and what have you, how to make candles. And I must have gotten like 12 people wanting to add me on their Pinterest thing right after the show. And yeah, me and the gals over there on Pinterest, so we just, it's a party. Are you a Pinterest fan?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. There you go. When she's drinking her Starbucks, she looks at Pinterest. Anyhow, follow Kayla wherever you can, folks. Follow Kayla. And before the show ends, I want to give a big shout-out to Tom and the fine folks over who sponsored tonight's show at Chasing Your Dream Radio. Very cool little online radio station that's just plays some fantastic music, including Kayla Woodson. You can find that. We have a link up at www.cydr.us. Chasing Your Dream. The first letter. You get what I'm saying. CYDR.US. Oh, yeah. It's late. It's time, Kayla. It's time. Hey, I want to thank you for being on the show and taking time out of your schedule. You know, I know.
Thank you.
You're a busy lady and have lots going on. You rock. You really rock.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And I can't wait. What I'm going to tell you is, keep doing what you're doing and, you know, make some more because I want to hear more. I want to hear more Kayla Woodson. And, I just like so good stuff, and I can't wait for you to be on the show again.
Thank you, for sure.
Outstanding. Folks, this will be converted to a podcast this evening and posted on all the various social media out there, including up for free on iTunes. Tonight, probably in the next hour and a half or so, this will be up and all of that. If you are listening to the show in the future on iTunes, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review. That puts us up at the top of the page, right where we like to be. And our advertisers like that as well. So do me that favor, please, folks, please. No, I appreciate it, seriously. And tonight's Monday, so we will be back tomorrow night. We've got a fantastic EDM, electronic dance music, for those who don't know, performer on named Earl. He's an MTV artist to watch. So be sure to tune in for that if, you know, dancing is your scene, baby. Good stuff coming up. Kayla, thanks again so much for being on the show. You rock. I just, such a big fan.
Thank you so much.
Well, definitely, definitely. Have a great evening and, have a good break a leg at the upcoming show out there in Erin, Tennessee at Shamrock on Saturday. And keep doing what you're doing because you're real good at it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much again for having me. It was a great chat.
Awesome, awesome. We'll see everybody soon. Talk to you later.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rocks Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.